Introduction of Aristopia. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Ruth Golding. Aristopia by Castello Newton Holford. Introduction. Books giving us a history of the future, a future bright with the millennial dawn of the optimist, or dark with the goblin-haunted night of the pessimist, books in French, with a future French and fantastic, and books in English, with a future Anglo-Saxon and matter-of-fact, are much in vogue. But of books giving a history of the past as it might have been if the current of events had been turned at a critical point by some man with sufficient virtue and mental power, combined with the power which some fortunate material circumstance might have given him, I know not one. Alas for the world that the makers of history who have had the greatest powers combined with the greatest opportunities have been men whose selfish aims have made their utmost efforts recoil in ruin on their own heads. Washington, indeed, had great virtues, a great opportunity, and good talents, but neither was his opportunity the greatest that history has furnished, nor his mental power so vast, nor his vision of the future so far-reaching and clairvoyant as that of many who have lived before him and since, nor was his devotion to the welfare of mankind so ardent and all-absorbing. The fathers of the Constitution have been much praised for their wisdom and foresight, and with justice, but there have been men with no opportunities like theirs who were able to look much farther into the future and who were much more in advance of their age. There were evils which the leaders of the revolution ought to have foreseen and probably did not, and others they may have foreseen but had no power to avert. Their power was limited, and the materials with which they had to work were refractory. Old evils were so deeply embedded in the customs, prejudices, and thoughts of men when our government was forming, that the influence of a Washington, a Jefferson, and an Adams would have striven in vain to eradicate them. Then, too, there were evils of which they could have had no conception. They could not have foreseen the application of steam power to transportation and manufacturing, making a few men of great wealth as much the lords of the great highways as were the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?